Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I am your host, Troy Stegner. This comic that I'm getting ready the review for you, which I'm going to do right after you go and subscribe to the channel. I'll wait. Go ahead. Go. Just click the little button, subscribe. Takes a second. And while you're there, hit the bell icon. You'll be notified when we put up any new videos. All right, enough bearing the lead. We got Boat Knight, Batman, Zero Point, number one. They had several different covers. This is just the one I grabbed off the top of the stack. You can see some of the more popular Fortnite characters on there. Cuddle Crusader? There's Harley, of course. Catwoman. I see Fish Sticks. I'm not completely up to date on all the characters for Fortnite. I know some of them. I'm not very good at Fortnite. If you ever see me on Fortnite, I'm that dude that's stuck in the corner and just keeps walking into the corner and can't get out of it. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, I've never come in higher than maybe fifth. Still a good game. So anyway, this one, Fortman, Bat Knight. Yeah, it's Batman Fortnite 0 point, number one. The reason this one is so hot, why everybody wants this right now, they didn't really do any heavy advertising until, you know, like the other day. After we'd already got our comics in, we couldn't really up the orders. They put they're going to put a code in each of the first six. I think it's a six-part series. Each one will have its own code that you can enter. And I can show you this because it's behind a sticker. You won't be able to see the actual code. So you can zoom in all you want. You're not going to be able to steal the code. This month is the Harley Quinn Fortnite skin. So you pull that sticker off, there's a code under there, you enter it in Fortnite and redeem it, claim it, whatever you want to do, and you will have that skin available to you in Fortnite. You can run around as Harley Quinn. So if you play Fortnite and all of a sudden, you know, next week or so you start seeing a ton of dudes running around as Harley Quinn, you know where they got it. This is the code. Everybody's wanting this. We will probably sell. I ordered a literal ton of these issues, and I'm thinking it might not be enough because they didn't do the advertising early enough, or I would have ordered a whole ton more. Originally, I saw this. I thought was, oh God, this is going to be so hokey because they've done Batman crossover with everybody so far. I mean, Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers. It's getting to the point where they just cross him over with anyone, Scooby-Doo even. I was surprised with this story. Really good story. Another thing, great quality. I don't know if you can... Cardboard cover, or a thicker cardboard type cover. The pages seem to be a little thicker. And they're not the heavy, slick, glossy stuff. They're more of a... I mean, don't get me wrong. They're not ugly. They're more of a matte finish. And I like it. It looks really good. And the story, I have to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the story. I'm so... Usually these crossovers, they have some kind of hokey BS type tie-in. They're just using it as a money grab to get more sales. Well, this one, yeah, it's definitely got a money grab aspect to it with the redemption code for Fortnite. But they actually made a good story with this also. You know, it starts with... Batman on the roof with Commissioner Gordon, Jim Gordon, classic looking Gordon with the glasses and all. And they're seeing a rip in reality and they can't figure it out. Batman tells him, oh, I'll go figure it out. He goes and, you know, the weird thing is they said instead of people running away from this rip in the reality, people seem to be running toward it. And, you know, Batman brushes that off as people be crazy in Harlem. Well, guess what? Speaking of crazy Harlem people, there's Harley, right? Of course she's there, right on the front line. And, Batman tells her, hey, don't go in there. We don't know what it is. And she's like, yeah, whatever. You're always afraid of the unknown. And she jumps in. And that's really the last we see of her in this issue. So Batman is trying to get out of there. And somebody, we don't know who, somebody comes up behind him. You see a kick. Just a foot pushing him in, so he gets kicked. Can't tell, you know, because this is all blurred, so we don't know who's shoot, that is Spartan kicking Batman into the rift. Anyway, he goes there, you know, and is describing, oh, there's an unbearable pressure, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, boom, he pops out. And if you've ever played Fortnite, that should look very familiar to you. If you haven't played Fortnite, how it works is you're on this island with X number of other people. You can either play teams or individual. There's a storm, some kind of weird magnetic whatever storm, and it moves in. And every so often, it shrinks down until it gets down to the center. That way, you don't get people camping out and just making the game unfun. Because you constantly got to be on the move. You constantly got to be getting in the center. Because if you're in the storm wake, it does some damage on you. You'll die pretty quick. So anyway, Batman gets his butt kicked into the thing. He can't get out. He lands there on Fortnite Island. Starts walking around to investigate. And lo and behold, dude jumps out of a tree to fight him. Pickaxe, you know, the starting axe there. Obviously, dude must have just landed off his glider and ain't picked anything up yet. You know better than going after Batman with an axe. And Batman is trying to talk to him, to reason to him. And all you see is an empty speech bubble. But then you get his thoughts. He's like, oh man, I can't talk. And then he's trying to remember why he's there. He can't remember why he's there. He doesn't remember who he is. But he does remember all of his fighting techniques. And he's, you know, Batman's a pretty highly trained fighter. Obviously, so are these dudes in the Fortnite Island. Going after him, man. Batman is just, they're going toe-to-toe. Batman finally bests that dude, gets him out of the way. And, you know, he's standing there kind of reveling in his victory and also looking around to see what he's going to do next. And he sees a glint off a sniper rifle, so he jumps, and people are trying to take pot shots at him. And he's like, I don't, you know, what the heck is going on? And then you get this big splash page, man. This splash page is just very reminiscent of the front cover. It's, you've got tons of the named and known Fortnite characters just all coming for Master Bruce there. And he's just like, what in the heck? You know, yeah, it just looks like he's getting attacked at a cosplay convention. It's crazy. You know, and of course it's Batman. You're not gonna beat Batman, and if you do, you won't do it twice. You know, he takes care of a couple of the dudes, and lo and behold, he starts seeing people he recognizes in the crowd. So he's not the only one who's gotten pulled through that portal, because it's Catwoman. He doesn't know Catwoman. Well, his memories, a lot of his memories are not there because something happened when he pulled through the rift. But they both kind of stare at each other. They know they should know each other. They don't know why. They don't know if they're friends, enemies, or lovers, as it says. And honestly, they've been all three throughout their history. So, you know, they kind of start helping each other. They don't even know why. They just know they want to take care of each other. So him and Catwoman are making short work of these Fortnite dudes and dudettes. And, you know, Batman's noticing, hey, you know, I heard the alarm and this storm is moving in closer. These dudes are not even paying attention to it, and they don't know why. So, you know, they get down, and it looks like they're down to almost the final stages, because I can see the full circle of the storm. So it's made a small circle already. And they look at each other. Let's see if they say, I don't believe they call each other by name. I don't think they ever recognize. Yeah, they just know that they should know each other. And they're the final two standing right there in the center. And that's just where it ends. It's then to be continued, and it shows that magnetic storm thing. Honestly, I really like it. I like it. It's a good premise. I'm not sure why they chose to. I'm sure Fortnite might have paid Batman a ton of money to do this crossover comic, or maybe vice versa. We don't know. But then you got the page with Harley Quinn and the code. Yeah, the page with Harley Quinn and the code there. So when you get yours, just peel that back. There's a redemption code. Enter it, and you will be able to run around Fortnite looking like Harley Quinn. You and everybody else who bought this comic. I'm sure there's going to be tons of Harleys running around in Fortnite. Like I said, there's 6 issues of this. As far as I know, they haven't released who's going to be in, you know, which... And each one of them, you're going to get a code for one of the special suits. They haven't said who's going to be in the other 5 issues, which would, you know, which suit you're going to get, which code. But they did say if you do all 6 codes, you redeem all 6 codes, it will unlock a special Batman skin for Fortnite. So if you do that, you'll not only have 6 really cool skins, you'll have that 7th one that is the ultra cool Batman skin, which will be a little more rare because I don't know if everybody's going to get all 6. So Batman Fortnite number 1, my review. It's good. I liked it. Surprisingly, I liked it. Like I said, get it. If you play Fortnite, redeem the code. If not, give the code to a friend. Be a good birthday present. Get all 6, give the code to them. I have a feeling most of the people coming after this, though, they're not coming after it for the story. They're going to come after it for the code. And after they read the story, if they read the story, they might just go straight to the back, grab the code, and then throw this in the corner. If they read the story, I think they're going to like it. I think that it's really going to, if it keeps on a good story like this, I think it's going to be good. I don't know how they're going to end it in 6 issues, if they're going to get back on the magical bus and fly out, or what happens. But so far, Batman Fortnite number 1, good read. Pick it up. That being said, subscribe to this channel, man. Come on, you can do it. It helps a lot. It helps us so much that we can do more videos like this, more reviews, because these aren't free. We have to pay for all these things that we do on the channel. I'm waiting. Go ahead, subscribe. I'm looking. You didn't do it yet. Okay, do it later. Subscribe. Then click the bell icon. Right there, and you'll be notified whenever we put up a new video. And until you get that new video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.